Jesus Christ, King of endless glory. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. So the Pharisees said to him, You testify on your own behalf, so your testimony can't be verified. Jesus answered and said to them, Even if I do testify on my own behalf, my testimony can be verified, because I know where I came from and where I am going. But you do not know where I come from or where I am going. You judge by appearances, but I do not judge anyone. Even if I should judge, my judgment is valid, because I am not alone, but it is I and the Father who sent me. Even in your law it is written that the testimony of two men can be verified. I testify on my behalf, and so does the Father who sent me. So they said to him, Where is your father? Jesus answered, You know neither me nor my father. If you knew me, you would know my father also. He spoke these words while teaching in the treasury in the temple area, but no one arrested him because his hour had not yet come. The Gospel of the Lord. Today in the Gospel, which we get only once every 3 years in Lent, because normally in years A and B we will have what we heard yesterday, the woman caught in adultery, which obviously dovetails pretty well in parallelism and in anti-parallelism. Parallelism with the framing of Susanna in the first reading. But the Lord here teaches us something very important for Lent and very important to understand that scene which happens over and over again in human life through false accusations and how sins against the sixth commandment often lead to sins against the eighth commandment, the fifth commandment, and the first. Jesus says today very powerfully, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. We need Jesus' light more than plants need the sun. But he has come into our world in order to be the light. In the response for our psalm, we said, even though we walk in the valley of darkness, we should fear no evil. Jesus says here, whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Because when we're in that dark valley, when Jesus is with us, it's not so dark after all. The Lord Jesus brings his light to those dark circumstances of human life. And so we need to open ourselves up more and more to this light. When the Jews heard Jesus saying this, they would have been astonished. We know from Psalm 27 that the Lord is our light and our salvation. To say, I am the light of the world, was a claim not merely to be the Messiah, was a claim to be God. It would have been shocking to people then. But again, as St. John will say throughout his gospel, those whose deeds are evil prefer the darkness. The light came into the world, but the world didn't receive it because its deeds were evil. But those who are good turn to Jesus, receive his light, and follow him more and more deeply into that light. We've made the transition with regard to the first readings that we have for the rest of Lent. They're all going to be, in one way or the other, prophesying Jesus' own death. But we continue in the Gospel focusing on the consequence of baptism. And in baptism, we receive the light of Christ. It's that beautiful ceremony in which our baptismal candle is lit from the paschal candle. And the priest gives the instruction, receive the light of Christ. Then tells our parents and godparents that this light has been entrusted to them to keep burning brightly. See that this child of yours always walks as a child of light. And so that when the Lord comes, they may go out to meet him with all his holy ones in the kingdom of heaven. To walk in the light of the Lord, illumined by him, so that we can be like those wise virgins, always ready, even in the midst of darkness, brimming over with light to receive the bridegroom. It's the first thing that we see today, and we see in the story of Susanna just how dark the deeds of the two judges were. Those who were supposed to be filled with God's light so that they might judge God's people rightly had been corrupted, had been filled with darkness, and tried to spread that darkness. The culture of death is a culture of darkness. It needs to be penetrated by that culture of light, one candle at a time. How important your light is reflecting Jesus's. Second thing here in the Gospel is about testimony. We remember the last time we were together on Thursday, Jesus was likewise talking about the witnesses to him. And he mentioned five of them. First, John the Baptist. Second, the works he was doing. Third, sacred scripture. Fourth, Moses. And fifth, his father. The Jews were constantly waiting for witnesses to testify to the reality. Especially if somebody else hadn't seen it, they weren't going to believe it without at least a second person, because they knew one person could be lying or one person could be deceived. And so this whole question about the witness came up again. Who says you are the light? You testify on your own behalf. Your testimony can't be verified. Jesus went, as we talked a little bit about on Thursday, to that greatest witness of all, the Father, who sent John the Baptist, who was performing his works through Jesus, sent the Holy Spirit to inspire the sacred authors, who spoke to Moses in the burning bush. The Father was giving constant witness to Jesus' identity. In the first reading from Susanna, we see the two witnesses got together, but their testimony was not true. When they didn't get what they wanted, they bore false witness. Which is why in the Old Covenant, God commanded that those who bore false witness under oath would be killed. Because it is the breakdown of all of society. When people will call on God as their witness and then perjure themselves, there can be no society that way. There can be no communion that way. How important it is to live in the light, to speak the light, and to seek the light. But when we spew darkness, hell breaks out. And that's what was happening here. But Susanna was one who lived in the light of God, one of a clean conscience. And when she knew what was happening, when they said, either you commit adultery with us or we will denounce you, she had enough light to recognize that she needed to entrust herself to the Lord. And her prayer is quite beautiful to guide anyone in a circumstance that is enveloped in darkness on the outside. She turned to the Lord and said, O eternal God, You who know what is hidden and are aware of all things that before they come to be, you know that they have testified falsely against me. Here am I about to die, though I have done none of the things with which these wicked men have charged me. She was still living in light despite the darkness that was seeking her death. You know, it's kind of curious. Where was Joachim? He wasn't there. When she was sent for, she came with her parents, her children, and all her relatives. But Joachim wasn't there. Offended, perhaps, even at the accusation that his wife was an adulteress, but probably believing the accusations. He was not in light. But Susanna was. She trusted in the Lord. And the Lord sent Daniel to bring everyone from this darkness into the light. Daniel, a prophet filled with the light of the Lord, was able to expose that the judges were dark. The Lord seeks always to use such witnesses of the light. In the Sermon on the Mount, he calls us to be the light of the world, so that others, in seeing our good deeds, may glorify our Father in heaven. Jesus comes at every Mass to implant himself almost as a nuclear reactor inside of us, as Pope Benedict used in Cologne in the Eucharisticon in the World Youth Day in 2005, to constantly produce light from us, so that others, in seeing our deeds, might remember the source of light, who gives witness to Jesus, and who gives witness that we too are his beloved sons and daughters. As we prepare to receive that light within, let us remember that that light is our salvation. And no matter where we walk today, even if we have to go into the darkness, we remember that we go into darkness, not losing the light, because the light is at our side with his rod and his staff. Praise be Jesus Christ.